going into this week, the Rams and the Dolphins?
I'm just focusing on us. You know, we know that they run the same offense as that we do. So for our defense, it's pretty much a given week. You know, they're practicing against our own offense. And for us, it's just to pay attention to the keys. They're getting Aaron Donald back, who's a big-time player. And they played really well against the Colts last week. So just try to take those keys and just get better with them.
Was there any doubt in your mind when Sean left that he would be a good head coach and get that team going? And if not, why did you think he could do it?
For him, man, he's a young offensive-minded head coach, and obviously they have a lot of talent over there. You got Sammy Watkins, Tavon Austin, Todd Gurley, and other assets over there as well. So for him, man, you look on the other side of the ball, it's pretty much the same offense that we had last year when you look at personnel. For him, man, the sky's the limit. He's a great-minded offensive coach, and he's a young guy, and so a lot of young players gravitate to that.
What have you guys looked at in terms of pass blocking and things that you could shore up from last week?
Just being on the same keys, making sure we get our calls and making sure all five of us up front are on the same page, and that's the only way that we can perform better.
Do you feel like you weren't on the same page last week, or that it gets better and different every week?
It just gets better and different every week. You just got to key onto your personnel. First game is always a little rough, so for us, it's just capitalizing on the things that we need to fix and just capitalize on the things that we did good and move on with that.
Morgan, coach was talking about sleep specialist and maybe changing up schedules a little bit to help you guys as you head west. What are you going to do differently?
Keep it normal. Study the playbook. Do what I need to do to get ready for the game, and obviously get a little bit more sleep because obviously it's a time difference and the longer plane ride and stuff like that. So just focus up and do what we need to do as a group collectively to be prepared for Sunday.
Aaron coming back, it's going to make it all that much easier for guys like Tremaine Johnson to do their jobs. That must be a special kind of challenge facing a guy like that.
Definitely. He's a great talent. There's no doubt about that. He's definitely worth every penny that he's going to get. And for us, it's just to go up there and compete. We got great guys on our offensive line that can block him. So it's our job to protect Kurt and get the ball down the field. And so we're aiming to do that.
When you're not getting that ball down the field, though, got to get your run game going.
Exactly. And like I said, it takes all 11 on the field. It takes the receivers to block on the edge. It takes the quarterback to get us in the right play. And it takes all five of us and the tight ends to make sure we're on our right man and on our man for enough time to get Rob through or Chris Thompson or Samaje through as well.